This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
All right, we got some Broncos talk coming up here with our guy, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man. Okay, it's not that this is more important necessarily than Aaron Rodgers, but is Von Miller going to be a Denver Bronco next season?
Oh, my goodness. Von Miller making it seem like that's going to be the case. Brady, right?
What's going on? Like, he's Instagramming. He's putting pictures of himself. He's asking which number to wear. He's saying he misses the 5280. Then he posts another video that says, I wouldn't mess with you guys like that. So what's good, Broncos country? Okay, you said you're not messing with us. Consider us all messed with right now because we're all getting our hopes up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from everything Von has said on Instagram, on Twitter, on videos, is that the Broncos should absolutely be getting their hopes up that he comes back to Denver. Now, we also know that the Broncos will have interest in top-notch edge rushers. Von Miller, probably the best out there, at least when it comes to the next couple of years. So there is absolutely going to be interest on both sides. There was a report that came out from Aaron Wilson earlier today, Brady, that said the Broncos will be one of many teams interested in Von Miller. So what it's going to come down to is a couple of things. What's the quarterback situation like in Denver? If they land an elite quarterback in the next week, Aaron Rodgers, then that will make it even more likely that he joins the Broncos, because then it would make a lot of sense. And the other thing is Von Miller willing to take a little bit of a discount to come back to Denver? Right now, Brady, with the way he ended the season last year, 9 sacks in the final 7 games, just a beast in the playoffs, he could probably go out and get $20 million on the open market. A 1 to 3 year deal, he could lock that up. If the Broncos bring in Davante Adams, if they bring in Aaron Rodgers, the Broncos probably won't have that type of cash to throw his way. Would he be willing to take $12, $13 million? Many things throughout Von's career indicate he would not be willing to take a pay cut. And, hey, I understand that, but that might be necessary. So then the question is, let's say Broncos don't get Aaron Rodgers, and in 1 week from now, their starting quarterback is Drew Lock. Well, is Von going to want to come here, or is he going to want to go back to Los Angeles to run it back where – just yesterday on his Instagram, he was talking about running it back.
Yeah, I don't know if he has some inside scoop here or what on the Aaron Rodgers deal, or does he want to do like what Shannon Sharpe did? You know, go win your Super Bowls with Denver, go to Baltimore, win one, come
right
back and ride it out for the last go, because he clearly does love Denver. And again, I agree with you 100% when you heard him talk about contracts the last several years. I mean, he wasn't having it. There was no way he was taking any kind of pay decrease or pay cut. Has that changed at all, though, knowing, okay, I've got 2 Super Bowls. I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame. I made a lot of money in this league. I want to go back 2 more years with the Broncos. I mean, do you think that sense has changed, or do you still think at the end of the day he's going to want the most he could possibly get?
Well, it was just 1 year ago where he would not take a pay cut from the Broncos. You know what? He called the Broncos bluff. The Broncos tried to get him to take a pay cut. He said, nope, you can cut me if you're going to do that. Broncos did not cut him, so he won that gamble. And the question is, how desperate is he to come back to Denver? Not just be with the Broncos and exactly, you said it exactly right, have that Shannon Sharp type of career in terms of just left to go get a Super Bowl somewhere else, then came back. And then also his newborn child is in Denver. And that is something that he's talked about a lot, wanting to be close to him. So there are a couple of things that would actually point to this being different this time around, where he would be willing to take a discount. And we're still talking, you know, over $10 million per year. It's not like he's the Broncos that ask him to take the vet minimum. And also, I would imagine that would be a long-term deal, you know, 3 or 4 years at $40 million total with a lot guaranteed. So there's no true risk on his end of that. But I still think, just from what we've seen in the past, that you're going to have to pay him close to top dollar.
Interesting. I'll be very curious to see how that one works out for Vaughn. Now, again, we know Vaughn in the playoffs, he was great for the Rams. I don't know. What does that do for the edge rusher situation then? Do the Broncos say, scratch that off the first round? It's not going to be a big need for us. Or do you see Vaughn as being a guy that's, you know, he'll maybe ramp it up for a few games in the playoffs and stuff, but he's not going to be your every down edge rusher anymore?
Yeah, it's a great question. And on the other side, when you're talking about Bradley Chubb, how much can you count on
right.
him in the past two seasons? Zero sacks, which is absolutely crazy to talk about. Or, I'm sorry, last year, zero sacks. In the past three seasons, I believe it's like 8.5 sacks, which is just crazy. So you can't count on him. Let's say you do make a trade for Aaron Rodgers and Bradley Chubb is included in that deal. Edge rusher is still going to be of high importance, even if you do have Von Miller. So I think if you get Von and you have Bradley Chubb, it does probably scratch that off being a first-round pick. But I would still say with their five picks in the first three rounds, you're still going to see the Broncos go edge.
All right, Zach. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. I mean, you're reading everything all over the Twitterverse. I mean, of course, if Twitter was true, Aaron Rodgers would have five houses now, one in Pittsburgh, one in Tennessee, one in Denver, one in Green Bay, hell, one in Hawaii. What do we know about this situation? It sounds like maybe the Packers are digging in and ready to offer him whatever the heck he might want. I guess the question is, are they going to be willing to offer Davante Adams? Are they going to make sense of that? What is the latest on the Aaron Rodgers Denver Broncos watch?
Man, I'll tell you what, it really does feel like that the Broncos would be the team Aaron Rodgers goes to if he leaves Green Bay. And a lot of rumblings over the weekend just about where things stand. Last week in Indy, all the buzz, Brady, was about Aaron Rodgers, the deal pretty much close to being done with Green Bay. And then it comes out that, you know, the deal's not done. Aaron hasn't made his decision. And it just, my gut feeling is that Aaron is just trying to get one more thing out of the Green Bay Packers before deciding. And so he's using the Broncos as a little toy to make them give him something else that he wants. And so that's where I think it is now. But if he is made available, while there's been some conflicting information on whether a deal is in place between the Broncos, whether there's a deal in place between Pittsburgh and Tennessee and the Packers, and then there was also some people that said there's no deals in place. What I heard from multiple sources is it doesn't really matter if there's a deal in place with the Broncos right now, because that deal will happen. It'll happen really quickly. The Broncos are going to give up whatever needs to be given up in order for that to happen. So where it stands right now is we're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers to make his decision. And from what he has said in the past, we should know in the next 24 hours, because that's when the franchise tag deadline happens. And he said he wanted to make a decision before Davante Adams had to be tagged or not. And then as the weeks have gone on, it seems like he's got a little softer on that deadline. Maybe he's actually going to wait until next week when free agency rolls around.
Wow. All right, what's your gut tell you? Is he staying in Green Bay or is he going to be a Denver Bronco?
I think he's staying in Green Bay, unfortunately.
I do too.
But if it's not Green Bay, I do think it's Denver.
I'm with you. I think if he decides he doesn't want to be a Packer, it's going to be the Broncos. It sure sounds like it. But I think the Packers are digging in, and they're going to do what it takes to keep both him and Adams. I don't know how. Smarter people than me figure out NFL salary caps. And, I mean, I see teams breaking the salary cap every single year, and they still somehow figure out how to do it. So I don't know, man. Zach, appreciate you as always, my man. Let's try to connect when we can. Who knows? We might get some more news later this week.
Let's do it. I mean, the way this week has started already, I'm expecting it to be a fast-paced week.
It's fun. I mean, you got conference championship week in college basketball,
yeah.
Nugs and Avs rolling. I mean, it keeps on going. Zach, my friend, we'll catch up with you hopefully later this week with some big news one way or the other.
I look forward to it, Brady. Thanks.
All right, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, 48 minutes after the hour. I haven't even talked about the MVP, and I'm disgusted, but that's how busy this show becomes. Nikola Jokic, we're talking about him on the other side. 49 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.